So this really shouldn't take too long. I mean, all we're going to do is, like, say pretty much we fucked up and...
Yeah, pretty much.
I guess we can just elaborate on how much we fucked up just for the fun of talking about it.
So we decided that we were going to try and redo the episode because when we were originally recording it, I got dropped from the call randomly, and when I came back, it was still recording, so I figured, well, I guess it'll be okay because it was still recording. So we went on with the discussion, got the whole second half done, and then fucking were delirious by the end of it. And finally, the next day, I went to go edit it, and it broke it up into two files, which I guess was kind of a clue that something was wrong. Because it had never done that before, despite the length. So when I checked it, it had said that the first part was... The file size was like 0 KB, which is not good. Which means that there's no audio there. There's that nothing got recorded. So that's fucked up. So I checked... Yeah.
You really could just... You could simplify just saying, you know, KD screwed everything up.
No. It was not my fault. Because yeah, I got the second half. I got the second half, and it turned out pretty well. Actually, it's pretty hilarious. We came in, like, at the end of listener questions and then got the whole rest of the show. So we have it from about the middle to the end. Then about, I would say, what was it, like a week later, you guys tried to re-record again?
Yeah, that was pretty funny because basically we decided you couldn't show up because of certain circumstances, and we decided we were going to let you... get kicked off the show, and we're going to do it by ourselves. I actually had a whole little story arranged where the idea was because Blue suggested it. So the idea was that Blue was going to retake the Alamo, and then, yeah, because if people don't know, Katie is a Texan, and Blue is a Mexican, and that just works out so beautifully. But basically, I had like a little story set up where basically Blue took back the Alamo, he killed you, he had your body hand delivered to me by Speedy Gonzalez, and like the steak I was eating at the time we were recording, that was going to be your charred body. And Cataract was going to be sad and depressed, but he was going to still walk over from like New York, wherever he lives. He was going to like walk to my place just to get some of your steak for closure.
Okay. Nice. Well, it turns out that what are you using to record?
What was I using?
Yeah.
What the hell was I using?
Was it this MP3 Skype recorder?
For some reason, like, when I tried to find it myself, I just couldn't actually find it. I think I'm using Skype recorder, yeah.
Okay. Yes, that's what I'm using, and it works pretty well, but you have to hit the record button first.
Yeah, that part. Like, when we did try to record the second half of the episode, I forgot to hit the record button. So we figured out we were going to re-record the episode because, you know, we thought we should give everybody a full episode, but we found out that answering the same questions and doing the same things over again just wasn't that much fun. So we just decided we're going to like keep it as fun as we can and just release like a half episode. So this is like a special episode.
Yeah, a special edition of We Fucked Up, guys. So there you go. Now you know the backstory and the strife and what we slaved through for you people.
Behind the podcast. But you guys keep on listening because you're going to feel like, you know, this part of the podcast, like some of it's going to be kind of boring. But at the same time, like if you keep on waiting, you will just like you'll be prepared for some epic piece of Podzamaki history going on right here.
Yeah, yeah. I will say this. The story of Street Fighter was so boring, so if you guys want to just skip right on through that, we don't blame you. But if you get to the part right after that, where we're all delirious and making cracking jokes and making fun of each other, that's the part worth listening to. So I would say about 40 minutes in, you should just skip all the bullshit and get to the good part.
Yeah, I mean, just like another hint, like we had some alternative episode titles. One of them was Podzamaki, what was it, Epic Rye Troll?
Yes, the Epic Rye Troll.
So you keep on listening. Like, if you are really curious, you should listen to the whole thing if you can keep your attention. And you will see the ultimate Rye trolling. It's my revenge.
Dude, it is an epic trolling, too. So if you guys want to come up with a name for it for us, that would be cool, too, because we can't really decide on one because it's just such a bad episode.
Yeah. There's not really much else to say. Enjoy or don't enjoy. because I don't know what's going to happen. It's not a very great episode, but it's got its good points.
Yeah. So without further ado, here's the Patsumaki special where we fucked up.
I thought I got kicked, because I was like, he's a Brian Battle. I'm like, fuck Brian
Battle. Me too. I was like, really? Is he raised for my Brian Battler, Katie? I was like, oh, God.
Does Katie secretly love Brian Battler?
He does. Man.
Blue, why do you love Brian Battler so much?
Because he was the first character I picked by total accident when I wasn't looking at the screen while I was talking to my friend. When you were like, oh, play this game. I'm like, oh, okay, fine.
And do you actually like him?
Yeah. I like how he plays. I got used to how he plays, and Starfish is really sneaky.
The way he just, like flies in here.
Like, the guy we were doing the little meetup with, he had, like, some emulator that had, like, every fucking game ever on an arcade. So we played 98, and, like, my Brian Battler was just cool and niggas.
Nice. Are we still recording?
I have no clue.
Probably not.
Yes.
We are? Okay.
Like, you realize that Brian Battler has to be, like, the most physically impossible character in the world, the way he, like, kind of spins and floats, and he's a football player?
You're the most impossible character in the world.
Wow.
Your mother.
I mean, my
anyway, back to the question, I guess.
Back to the
favorite
question.
Character to play gameplay-wise would actually be Cammy in 4. I hated the way she played in Super Turbo, but I just find her a lot of fun, and since I played Honda so much in that, and I'll be completely honest,
dude,
Honda's boring shit.
Real talk, you just like her because you don't play her that much, but once you get, like, a real, like, if you get a real good feel for her, you'll probably get bored again. That's what I'm going to say.
Probably will. I'll probably agree to that, but.
Like, gameplay-wise.
Whenever I play her, it's just so refreshing. It's such a refreshing change that it makes
From down back forward heart punch?
Yeah, no, really, it is. I'll be honest, Honda's a very boring character to play.
Heart punch!
That's probably me with Fei Long. Like, that's probably my, like, whole appeal with him. Because I don't really. Yeah. But I'm sure if I put the time in with him, he'll be boring again.
That's why I play with Rose, guys, because she's fun, and she, like, happens to be pretty good.
Yeah, that's why, like, in my tournament, I was playing Rock Howard so much, because he's not a good character, but he's fun to play as, and that's why I, like, would stick with him so much.
Oh, I'm going to say something. You know how, like, his little overhead kick thing he has? Like, this little sidestep kick he has?
The sidestep kick? Like, do you mean, like, where he runs forward and he does, like, his little overhead?
No. He, like, sort of twirls his body around and then kicks really high up in the air. Like, it's like a heavy kick.
Yeah.
Viper has that kick for. Exactly.
Who does?
T-Viper.
That's not a surprise, because, like, Viper seems like a really weird knockoff SNK character, like, with
he
her red bottom.
Like,
I hate Viper. Fuck Viper.
Yeah, Viper, I never liked Viper. She's like, I can't even describe. Like, she's got, like, her hair, like, her outfit.
She's
like
so annoying to fight.
She is.
Like, in fact, like now after playing, like, most of the new characters, I can say, it can pretty much confirm, like, the 4 characters are pretty annoying to fight in general.
Yeah, like, I shouldn't really hate her, but, like, for some reason, I just can find, like, no appeal to that character. But.
Are you guys getting echo from me?
A little bit.
No.
I was a little bit anymore.
Okay.
Okay, like, has Rab answered yet?
Well,
Gameplay-wise.
Gameplay-wise, fuck. I don't know, man. Fucking
DJ?
Pass.
Awesome.
Pass.
Rab is boring, confirmed.
Yeah.
He is boring. Well,
fuck. Okay, gameplay-wise, fighting game character. I really like
Spawn.
Bison in CVS 2.
Who?
Bison.
Bison.
Bison's from CVS too.
What version of Bison do you use though?
CVS. Agroove.
Oh, that's why you like him. doing like you get people in the corner, then you do his little elbow over and over and over again, don't you?
Like, that fucking move should have been in the game, man. That move should have been in Supa. Such a sick move that is.
But
that
it wouldn't be the game of forever.
That fucking banishing fist.
It is a cool move, but seeing him do it like 50 times in a row, it's burned into my memory.
Paint the face.
Yeah.
So good.
Moving on.
I'm pretty sure we've all got it all. Yeah.
Yes, we have. The cleaning guy asks, I can't say this word, Hydern?
Yeah, the cleaning guy asks, Hydern, that's his name.
Hydern, okay. The cleaning guy asks, Hydern, best SNK character or best fighting game character ever?
And none of you guys know who Hydern is.
Yeah, we don't know who that is, so.
He's pretty good,
it's
bro.
It's familiar. You probably showed it to me, and I was like, yeah, that's cool, and then stopped paying attention.
That's cool, bro. Cool story,
that's cool.
Bro.
I learned a lot.
You guys just crushed Cleaning Guy's soul, you know that?
Wait, isn't that the guy that says, like, Yakuza's better than Shenmue?
Well, yeah, I kind of think that who cares about him?
Yeah, fuck that guy.
No.
Worst SNK character ever.
Yo, he does that podcast with the Sega Addicts, yo, don't talk shit.
Wait, he's cool.
He's cool. Did I burn bridges and shit? Already?
I don't know, I'm looking at a page for this guy for Hydern on SNK Wiki. He looks like an SNK version of Bison, so that's kind of cool enough for me.
I guess you could kind of think of it that way. Like, he's also a charge character, too.
Well, it's cool by me, then. Charge
actually, Hydern is actually pretty cool, because he's got, like, the whole military thing going on. But the thing is, he's got all these crazy throws where, like, he'll actually, like, fly through the air at you, and if he touches you and you're not blocking, like, he'll spin around you and, like, cut you. And, like, another one,
oh,
like...
Oh, fuck, I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah, and, like,
someone
if
played a Hydern against me, and I remember now, because he was fucking ridiculous. It was probably you.
And he's got that one move where he actually, like, he'll actually, like, turn his, like, fist red, and, like, he'll stab you in the chest and, like, suck your health up.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's like some kind of crazy, like, voodoo military, like, crazy guy.
So this
like,
question was more for you than for us.
Yeah.
No, it was more for you.
I bet you like they were in the chat, and he was like, okay, I'm going to need you to ask this question so I can talk about Hydern, because, like, these faggots don't know anything about SNK.
He calls us faggots behind our back.
Hell yeah.
Whatever. Blue, you go right into my chat room, and you call me Faggotron.
Yo, Doc, it's on the game. It's on the game.
He does that, too. He actually does do that.
I believe it.
Last time,
didn't I, like, come in and, like, just post the entire song of, like, X Gon' Give It To You? Like, the entire...
Yes, you did.
Hell yeah.
Blue is desperate for attention.
X gonna give it to you. Fucking it on your own.
Fuck
it. He just wants X to give it to him.
Let's move on. Let us move on to the main discussion of the night, the big thing.
Yes!
I don't know shit about Street Fighter storyline.
Discussion!
Yeah!
Alright, so...
Street Fighter, the storyline.
Yeah, the reason we're doing this is because, like, I just don't know what the hell the Street Fighter storyline is supposed to be. So let's find out.
Not much, man. Really.
It's not that much.
Well, like the story is very sporadic.
Like, the whole reason why it's, like, so, like, loose-ended and shit is because, like, they want an opportunity to put him in the new game. Like, really. That's all it's about. Like, they're not going to really finish the story or have anything definitive.
Alright, like...
Always just to be there.
You're a little bit unclear on, like, what you mean. Like, are you saying, like, they never really conclude anybody's storyline because then they wouldn't be able to use them in the next game or what?
Yeah, like every game, like every character, they all have like their fucking ending that's like kind of open ended, but it ends their storyline for that game. So it's like,
but like overall, as a character, like they're like never gonna go away.
Yeah,
you want to go ahead and like
no, like certain characters, like M. Bison, like I think this is probably be like the last series we see him in because isn't he supposed to be dead after this? Like, isn't he dead during Third Strike?
No, he's not dead. He's like supposedly dead, but he's. He survived fucking SF2, so he's got no reason to be dead.
Okay, it's just in
Third Strike, all it was, I think, Shadowloo was
like,
under.
Like, Shadowloo no, like, did Akuma, like, destroy his body?
Not in SF4.
No, like, in what was it, like, in 2?
Yes, Akuma kills Bison in 2, and then Bison's fucking reborn again in 4, and now he's back.
Yeah, like, the beginning of 4's intro. Vanilla, like, explains that his body was, like, he was put in a new body. That's about it.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and move on and just, like, discuss the storyline then, because we can save this for the after discussion.
Okay. This is discussion, isn't it?
Yeah, this is.
Oh, yeah. But, like, structure-wise, like, storyline-wise, Street Fighter goes, how does it go? Street Fighter 1, Street Fighter 2, oh, no, wait.
Street Fighter 1, Street Fighter Alpha, and then, like, as a B and C, there's Alpha 2 and Alpha 3. Like, those three storylines are kind of like one storyline.
Right, and then yeah, after that, it's Street Fighter 3, then Street Fighter 4, or what?
No, Street Fighter 4, then Street Fighter 3.
Yeah, 4, then 3. So it's 1, Alpha Series, 2, 4, then 3.
This is strangely out of order.
Yeah.
Capcom just decided, okay, prequels, now sequels, now prequels.
Yeah, like Devil May Cry 4, like that's supposed to be between 2 and 3. Like, it's really dumb what they do with shit like that.
But we're not talking about Devil May Cry.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about Capcom, though, like how they do shit with stories.
That's
Capcom. Let's just leave it at Capcom is really weird about the storylines. Let us begin with Street Fighter 1. Like, does anybody really know the details about, like, how Street Fighter 1 storyline-wise goes?
Ryu wins the tournament.
Well, obviously. Yeah. But I think the way that it happened was, like, they just held a tournament for, like, the world's strongest fighters. And basically, you play as Ryu or you play as Ken, and you fight against, like, these different warriors from, like, different fighting styles. And I guess, like, the goal was just to, like, to win the tournament. Like, there really wasn't any Shadowloo. There really wasn't any, like any sub-storylines going on. Like, everyone just went to the tournament to win it, to, like, prove which fighting style was the best.
In Street Fighter 1, literally, you would only play as Ryu and Ken, right? And,
Like, you would play as Ryu. And if you were second player and won, like, a match against... I think the way it worked is you had to win a match against first player, and then, like, just continue on from there, you could play as Ken.
Right. And didn't a lot of alpha characters actually start off in Street Fighter 1?
Yeah, Ken...
Birdie, yeah. Gen, Birdie, Eagle, Aiden, some people
Sagat.
Say Bison, Sagat, yeah.
Bison was in the...
Not Bison,
Balrog.
Mike Bison, Balrog.
Yeah.
Right. Alright, and, Cataract was saying something, like, in Street Fighter 1, like, he told me you learned about, like, Dark Ryu and stuff like that, or what?
Well, yeah, pretty much, from what I remember is that he beats Sagat by giving into Tempra the, Dark Hada.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's how he got the uppercut and how Sagat got his scar.
Yeah.
And as a result of that, Which was the Adon leaving Sagat as a teacher?
Right.
Well,
like, do you actually
he's leaving as a student. No, but I think it's all in like manga and shit like that.
Right. So like the actual Street Fighter 1 game, the entire story is basically you play as Ryu and you fight a bunch of Street Fighter Alpha characters and you win the tournament. And I guess that's like the entire storyline.
Well, not like specifically Street Fighter Alpha characters. Like there are a couple characters in there that you don't ever see again.
Yeah.
Like Retsu, Geki, Joe and Lee.
Right.
So, like, you never see those characters again, and they're just, like, fighters in the tournament.
Hey, KD, you're looking at the same wiki as me.
Hell yeah.
You guys too?
Yeah. So basically, Street Fighter 1, like, really, really basic storyline, right?
This is very
like
basic. Ryu.
Yeah.
Just Ryu goes to tournament, Ryu wins tournament.
Alright, like, we should probably, like, begin discussing, like, Ryu himself. He's, like, he's pretty much the main character for almost every game, isn't he?
Yeah. Like, the story revolves pretty much around, like, the main story revolves around him pretty much.
And, like, Ryu, like, storyline-wise, like, he's basically just, like, a wandering fighter who, like, just wants to get stronger. Like, is there anything more to his character or what?
Yes.
Not really. Well, he just wants to better.
Well, like, yeah, his main thing is to just wander around and fight, like, the best fighters. Like, he wants to, like, get better at fighting in general, but, like, he has, like, all these little fucking sub-stories going on with, like, individual characters. Like, with Sagat, there's, like, a rivalry there. With Sakura, there's a rivalry because she wants to, like, prove that she can beat him or something, or she wants to prove his strength to him. Because he's, like, looked up to by a lot of, like, fighters as, like, the best.
Yeah, okay. One of the main things with Ryu, fucking whatever, is that he was taught by Gouken, and Gouken was Akuma's brother. And that, like, the Shoto style, I think it's called, like, Ansatsuken or some shit.
Yeah.
Like it was based off of the murderous style that Akuma uses, which was taught to Akuma and Gouken by Gotetsu, like their dad, and so
wait, was he their dad?
I think it was.
I think he was just their master. Like,
yeah, he was just ever specified.
Well, whatever. So Akuma like gives into the raging fucking Satsui no Hado, the fucking killing intent, and he kills Gotetsu, but Gouken says, like, yo, fuck that, like, I'm gonna make my own version that, like, doesn't need to, like, kill niggas. And so, like, so that's what he teaches to Ken and Ryu, but Ryu, like, in his blood, I guess, he has the like, an inner Satsui Hado that Akuma has, like, succumbed to, and like, he, like, that power came out for the first time at the end of SF1 when he fucking did the fucking Metsu Shoryuken to Sagat, because Sagat, like, he beat Ryu, but Ryu, like, when he's, like, on the ground, I guess, like this is from, like, the fucking mangas and shit, but, like, Ryu's on the ground, and, like, Sagat, like, goes to help Ryu up, and fucking Ryu just fucking does a fucking Metsu Shoryuken in Sagat's face.
It just sucker punches his ass.
And, yeah, basically, like, Ryu sucker punched Sagat.
Because
and
he got salty.
Yeah, because it was fucking salty. And so that's where the rivalry is. So, like, Ryu's, like, actually kind of a douche.
Yeah. Well, like, really when like, he can't control, like, his, like, the Satsui no Hado. But, like, most of the time, he's, like, lighthearted. He's everybody's friend, but everyone wants to fight him. Like, that's Ryu's life. He fucking goes around wandering from place to place, fighting people randomly, and then fucking leaving.
Alright, and, like, the relationship that you guys were discussing, like, with Ryu and, like, their masters and all that, a little complicated. So basically, it's basically like Gouken and Gouki, or Akuma, whatever, they're brothers, right?
Yes, they're brothers, and, like, according to the wiki I'm reading right now, Gotetsu was just their master, he's not, like, their father or anything.
Alright, so basically you've got, like, this martial arts school going on with, like, two really great fighters, and one of them went on to teach Ryu and Ken, and one of them is, well, Akuma comes up later, doesn't he? Like, he's not really part of the storyline right now.
No, not in well, like, in 2, it depends on which version. Like, he comes in later, like, as a secret character, but he doesn't really have a storyline.
Yeah, and, like, Street Fighter 2, he appears in Turbo, and basically, he was the guy that broke the entire game. Like, Akuma pretty much destroyed everybody else.
Yeah, well, because, like, at the time, he was the strongest fighter.
Yeah, and
like, I was like the OG, like, archetypical, like, broken character design, like, meant to be broken, meant to be too good, just to show that he's, like, a crazy badass. Like, he's the OG, like, broken motherfucker.
Yeah, like, he wasn't meant to be played competitively. He was, like, a hidden, like, kind of, like, Easter egg, right?
Yeah.
Alright, but, like, that aside, that's not really relevant to the story right now. Like, Street Fighter 1, it's really just that Ryu goes around fighting. He's got some backstory going on with him being, like, the heir to a martial arts style and all that. But that aside, like, Street Fighter 2, like, what's going on with Street Fighter 2? Like, why are people fighting in Street Fighter 2?
Okay, so, like,
Sagat set up the tournament. Oh.
Yeah, like, in Street Fighter 2, wait, was it Sagat or was it, like, Shadaloo? Like, didn't Bison tell Sagat to go start a tournament?
Like, Like, I've heard, like, different versions of it, that it was, like, run by Bison, and like, Sagat was just, like, the final, like, the king, like, the king of Muay Thai, whatever. But I've also heard that, like, Sagat set up the first tournament, and then, like after that, he went to work for Shadaloo. But, like, yeah, like, there's some, like, inconsistencies, like, some, like, manga say one thing, some comics say another thing, fucking, because I'm also going off of, like, the comics, like, the fucking,
The Udon?
Yeah, the Udon comics. Because right, I have, like, a few of them.
Right, well, that aside, like, the Udon comics, like, how long have these been going on, actually? Like, it's, like, an American company that does the comics for Capcom, right?
I think it's a company based off in Canada.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, like, how long have they been?
For a while now.
But
they're still doing it today.
Quick, somebody wiki it.
I'm wikiing it right now.
Right. And so, like, the Udon comics are, like, the official Street Fighter storyline. Like, how do the comics work? Do they, like, go from, like, Street Fighter 1 up to, like, Street Fighter 4? Or are they just, like, a bunch of independent stories? Or, like, what's up with the comic books?
They're usually just, like, an independent little, like a short little, like, fucking 3 or 4 page, like, thing. Like, something that happens.
Like, so they're not...
Like, whatever, you know.
Are they, like, really... Are they usually that relevant to the storyline, or are they just kind of, like, for fun?
I think they're mostly for fun, but they're... Like, they go off of, like, the story.
Yeah.
Like, they're obviously, like, based off of the story.
Right, but, like, the Udon comics, they're, like, not too relevant to our discussion, are they?
In most cases, no.
I mean, like, with, like, storyline, like, I think... Like, that's where
Udon,
most of the...
Udon takes liberties. Udon definitely takes liberties because, like, I'm looking now. Apparently, Rose and Bison were part of, like, some tribe, and Bison went evil and then came back and killed their master. So, like, they really take liberties, and I don't think that's canon at all.
No, that's not.
Yeah, so I wouldn't trust, Udon at all.
Okay, so, like, for now, let's try and, like, disregard the Udon comics. Like, Street Fighter 2, it's, like, this big tournament. It's maybe started by Sagat, maybe started by Bison. But, like, what is Street Fighter 2's, like, overarching storyline? Because, everybody's heard, like, the word Shadaloo, but, like, what is, like, Shadaloo, and how does it, like, relate to the storyline of Street Fighter 2?
So, Shadaloo, drugs. It's like, yeah, it's like this criminal organization that Bison runs, and, like, Bison's main goal is, like, world domination, like every other evil guy, but, like, they take part in, like, you know, drugs and fucking gun trading and like, money laundering, and, yeah, like, basically anything evil and bad you can think of, they do. And so, as a result, like, Interpol is, like, investigating them and trying to bring them down, and certain characters are involved in that investigation. Like, Chun-Li is part of Interpol, and Guile, through, like, the American military, gets involved. And
Cammy, too, I think.
Yeah, Cammy. Well, no, isn't Cammy at this time, like, brainwashed?
No,
that was the Alpha series. That was the Alpha series.
Brainwashed in SF2, yeah.
That's when she just comes out of it.
Yeah, in SF2, that's when she's, like, coming out of it or whatever. So...
In Street Fighter 2, we got Guile, Chun-Li, and Cammy, and they're all investigators.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they're kind of like the police.
Okay. And so, here's, a question is, like, Bison is, like, the leader.
Who died?
And, like, are, like, all the, like, didn't all the fighters, like, Vega and, like, in Balrog, didn't they used to be, like, boss characters in earlier versions of Street Fighter?
Yeah, they're the boss characters in the 2 series, like, Balrog, Vega, and Sagat. And they work for Shadaloo under Bison. But they're like a special section of Bison. They're like assassins, essentially. Like, not so much Sagat, but like Vega especially is his personal assassin. Like, he beats the shit out of whoever he needs to.
All right, so they're not really so much like running Shadaloo so much as they are just like the muscle.
Yeah, they're
the muscle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're all brainwashed. I mean, they can't really make decisions like that anyway.
Well, no, not
they're
not
really brainwashed. Like, Balrog just wants money.
Yeah, Balrog wants money.
Oh, Vega... sorry, I was thinking Killer Bees, Dolls, whatever.
Yeah,
my bad.
Dolls.
Okay, so what are their motivations for working under Bison then? So, like you said, Balrog wants money.
Vega does it because, like, he's crazy and like.
No, I think in 4 they said Vega does it because he's hoping Bison develops like technologies where he can stay young forever. Like, he wants to live forever because he's a narcissist or some shit like that.
Okay. That does kind of make some sense.
Bison
promises power. Well, not power, just to fight.
Bison promises Sagat revenge on Ryu. Like,
that's
why Sagat, like that's also why in 4, Sagat fought Ryu in SF2, So that's why in 4, he's like not in Shadaloo, like he quit Shadaloo, like after SF2. Like Sagat's not even in Shadaloo anymore.
So was Ryu like really hard to find or something like that, or what?
Well, because he's constantly wandering, so like they really didn't know where to look for him. It was kind of like they just ran up on him, and it was like, oh shit, Ryu, let's fight.
Right, so basically, like, Bison says that, like, I'll help you find Ryu, basically.
Well, yeah. Like, according to, like, the anime, which the canon one, like, I think it was Street Fighter II, the animated movie, Bison sees Ryu fight Sagat, like, I don't know if it was at the end of the SF1 tournament, but, like, there's a certain instance where Sagat and Ryu are fighting, and Bison is looking for, like, new power or whatever, to add to his psycho power, and he finds Ryu fighting Sagat when he gives him the scar on his chest and he hits him with the Metsu Shoryuken, and he like apparently reads his power levels with some sort of technology, and as a result,
9,000.
Yeah.
Did the scouter say?
I remember. I've seen that movie like a number of times because it's actually like a really good animated movie.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, he's using these little cyborg things that are, like, going around the world, like, with scanner things.
Yeah, like trying to find, like, the best fighters so he can, like, acquire their power.
Right. So, Street Fighter 2, like, we've established who the villains are, but, like, Bison, what is all this, like, psycho power crap that he has? Like, everybody knows, like, he's got this weird power. And, like, psycho implies that it's, like, psychic, but I don't think anybody really I've talked to has, like, really known what Bison was.
Like, apparently, like, in like, the fucking...
Wait, you're talking about the psycho power?
Yeah.
Apparently, it's just, like, some off-brand Satsui no Haru, some shit like
off-brand.
That.
Off-brand?
Like, yeah, off-brand. Like, it's, apparently, like, Akuma has, like, the real deal, and, like, Bison's, like, some sort of cheap knockoff. That's what I heard of.
Okay, I don't know if it's canon. That said, then, like, what exactly is all this Haru stuff supposed to be, then?
It's that murder...
No, I figured out what it is. Okay, so the psycho power that he has comes from this thing called the psycho drive.
Yeah. Okay. They go over that in Alpha.
Yeah. So he has, like, the psycho drive, which gives him this power, but he needs, like, certain people's, like, energy. Like, he has to sap their energy and put it into the fucking psycho drive, which is why he's looking for all those powerful fighters. And essentially, what the Hado stuff is and, like, what everyone's power is, like, they describe it, like, as ki, pretty much, which is, like, people's inner energy. Right. And so he's just essentially using everyone's ki and, like, using it for, like, his own evil purposes.
Okay, so, wait. Like, before we say anything further, if they're saying that it's after ki, why would we want a movie? Why would we ever want a movie of this shit?
We've had two.
I know, right? Like, I don't see why anyone would think it'd be a good idea. That's all.
It's just, like, the whole key thing is, like, just some standard, like, anime martial arts movie stuff.
Yeah,
pretty
basic.
Like, yeah, I mean, like, Dragon Ball Z, like, any, like, SNK, Street Fighter, like, anything, they always use, like, their inner energy, like, to fight. That's how they throw fireballs and all that stuff. So,
let me just say, because, like, I know a lot of Street Fighter 4 knowledge, like, you know at the end where Balrog picks up a kid?
Yeah.
That kid has Satsui no Haru, and I think he was, like, creating people that know how to use that just to power his psycho drive. That's why he wanted Ryu. And, like, in Ryu's ending, he gets close to the psycho drive, and, like, he turns all red, and it looks like it's just sapping the shit out of him.
Yeah.
So it looks like he needs the Satsui no, like, Bison's after that, so he can, like, convert it to, like, psycho drive.
So he can get it to his own power.
Okay, yeah. So here's the question though. So we've established like everybody like uses ki and all that. So what's so special about this like Satsu Hado like whatever stuff that that Ryu has and that Akuma uses? Like why is it like
so the like the Ansetsuken style is based off of this ki like that they have. Like it's not based, but it revolves strongly around it. So like the Hadouken and the fucking like Shoryuken and moves like that are like specifically tied to the Ansetsuken because of like the ki energy. Like that's their main shit. So like when Ryu first like starts learning how to do the Hadouken, like it drains him like of all his energy, and like the first time he pulls it off, fucking dude knocks out for like a day. And he wakes up the next day and he's like, holy shit, what the fuck was that? So like in the game, like while he's pulling, like Street Fighter 1 was kind of like true to the story, because like he can only pull off the Hadouken like if you input the motion just right, and it's very hard to do in that game. So
it does like a bajillion damage,
and it does a shitload of damage. That's just because like he's just learning how to do it. So like the Satsui no Hado is like the evil part of it, which is like the killing intent. It's like basically meant for killing. Like that part of the ki, they like Gouken and fucking Ryu and Ken shun because their goal is not to kill. They just want to be like really good fighters. So they shun that part, but Akuma like embraced it, and that's why he's such a fucking badass. Like he has air Hadoukens, the dude can fucking like grab you and just send your soul to hell and fucking drop on top of you and hit you with like and kill you in one hit. So it's like the Satsui no Hado allows you to do all of this shit that's fucking evil because it's meant to kill.
Right. The thing is, why is it's like it sounds like Ryu has like some kind of genetic disposition towards this for some reason, and also like why is it that only like Akuma and like Ryu seem to be able to use this?
No, Gouken can use it too, but he uses it in the opposite way. Like Gouken uses it like to like neutralize the Satsui no Hado. Like at the end of Street Fighter 4, when you fight Akuma and you beat him as Gouken, like you get the ending where fucking, well, I don't know if you even have to fight Akuma to get the ending, but basically like Ryu's passed out or whatever, and fucking it's because I guess Gouken beat him or he neutralized him or something, and fucking Akuma tries to turn on like the Satsui no Hado, and as soon as he does, fucking Gouken neutralizes it, and so he realizes immediately that Gouken can fucking turn it off. So I guess in that sense that like they both have it, but like Gouken uses it to fucking neutralize while Akuma uses it to like beef himself up.
Like, okay, I know what you're talking about, because I, like, really like 4. Ryu and Gouken have a fight, Gouken kicks the shit out of him, and then seals off the Satsui no Hado. That's why, like, in Third Strike, like, the Dengen shit he uses, like, because that's, like, what does he call it? He calls it, like, the power of nothingness. That's what.
Yeah, the power of nothingness.
Yeah. And I guess, right after that, Akuma kills him, like, Gouken, again, and that's why you don't see him again. But other than that, in the anime, I think it was one of the animes that's considered canon, Akuma has a very good chance of being Ryu's daddy.
No, they've already confirmed that. Like,
oh, okay. So that, like, that's kind of why, like, he's like more like with the Satsui, like Ryu is with.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mind so, blown.
Akuma is Ryu's father. For those,
I'm not sure if that's exactly confirmed. I think, like, I'm not even sure if that movie was canon.
I think Capcom would have like denied that, like, but they haven't yet.
No, like it's pretty much confirmed. Like, yeah. It's pretty much like consensus, because like I think in a couple interviews with like development team from 4, they kind of acknowledge it by when they start talking about Gouken and how like both of them are fighting for like basically control of Ryu. I think pretty much that's like I'm not gonna go and say like 100% confirmed, but I think it's pretty much confirmed.
Well, fucking Gouki wants Ryu to become stronger, so he can like fight someone like on his level or like stronger than him, because like Gouki's whole thing is that like he doesn't really like want to just kill like everybody. He wants to kill people who are like stronger than him. That's why he killed Gotetsu, and that's why he supposedly like tried to kill Gouken.
Well, I thought his whole thing was like he just was killing people because like that's what he needed to do with his power, and like he needs Ryu to like fucking beef up so that he can kill him. Like, isn't his whole thing is he's just waiting for the right warrior to come along and defeat him?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Same as Gen.
he's like the fighting community scene. He just wants to see better players. See, like, better players come out, yeah.
One thing that I've always kind of thought is funny, that, like, that Akuma must now, like, must have some kind of, like, an inferiority complex or some shit, because, like Raging Demon is meant to kill people. Like, in-game, like, when it happens, like, in like, a fight in, like, SF4, like, it's, like, it's actually supposed to kill you, so, like, it's not canon when it happens, like, in a fucking game. But, like, it was supposed to kill Gouken, but Gouken survived. It was supposed to kill Gen, but Gen survived. He did it to fucking Bison, and Bison's back. Like, it's supposed to kill people, but, like, a bunch of people that he's done it to have saw him survived. So he probably feels like a bitch.
Okay, like this is...
He probably feels like a bitch is the best way to end anything.
Like, we're getting incredibly, like, off topic is the thing.
Wait, let me just say about that Gen part. Like, in Street Fighter 4, again, because I played all the endings, like, Gen is, when Gouken and Gouki are about to fight, Gen's, like, inside the building, like, right outside watching them. And, like, he shows, like, the little energy beams, like, come out of their bodies, and then Gen does it, too. So, apparently, Gen was, like, kind of on their level, but he's just old as fuck. So that's why, like, he's not, like, really that, like, badass in the game.
Is, like, somebody eating while we're doing this?
Yeah, I hear someone eating.
That's Rab.
Yeah.
Big Rab.
Fat baby. Barbecue ribs.
Maybe you...
You probably shouldn't eat while you're talking.
Let alone barbecue ribs. That's like you sit down with family and you're like, what's up, Pops?
Meat ribs. And then he's like, why... And you're still here, you're like 20. Get out of my house, good job.
Okay, so like it's all like really, really off topic, because the thing is we never established why only Akuma and like Gouken and Ryu and whatever. Like we never established what makes them so special.
And they're the only ones that know the Ansetsuken shit. Like Gotetsu, it was his like secret style, like fucking killing intent. And he fucking taught it to Gouken and Akuma, and Akuma's not gonna teach nobody. Gouken taught Ryu and Ken, and I mean, like Ken, like sort of taught Sean, but I mean, like not really. Oh, and Gouken
and Dan.
Gouken like wanted to teach it to Dan, like when he was teaching it to Ryu and Ken, but then when Gouken realized that Dan wanted revenge on Sagat and he was only learning it like vengeful purposes, he stopped teaching him. Because he thought that it would fucking, that he was gonna get the fucking killing intent shit because he was doing it for revenge.
Yeah, apparently Dan was coming along nicely, like really fast, like learner.
Okay, so basically, let's forget about like the specifics. Basically, Ryu and Ken and Gouken and Akuma, like they're all very special. Like they know some kind of like martial arts style that lets them tap into like some evil Hado power, and like Gouken rejects it, and he, like, uses his power, like, in a pure manner, and all that stuff. And apparently, like, Bison has psycho power, and he has some, like, his power is based on some device, or what?
His power is directly related to the psycho drive.
Which is some kind of, like, machine, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's like a machine that saps people's ki.
Alright, and he's, like, holding these world tournaments, like, in Street Fighter 2, because he wants to basically suck them dry of energy, like, to get more powerful, or, like, just to survive.
Well, according to the wiki, he's had like several incarnations of himself. Like he's taken over several people's bodies, like over several centuries of time. So apparently, this fucking psycho drive has existed for a long time.
Oh yeah, yeah. In Alpha, like I think in Alpha, was he in Alpha 1?
I think he was a boss, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a boss.
Like apparently in Alpha 1, he still has an original body, so he had like pupils. But like after Alpha that, like in Alpha 2, that's when he started having like white pupils. So like that's like right after he changed from his real body.
Yeah, Bison used to be fat.
Yeah,
he's fat, and his SF2 body's like a skinny shit. And but like he's not as buff in SF2, and he like can't do fireballs because that body is weaker than his body was in Alpha. Because in SF Alpha was when Bison was like at his like most godlike.
Yeah, he was at the top of his game in Alpha, and then in
top
2,
tier.
Like the reason why he held, like that's why I go back and say that Bison started the tournament because he was looking for strong fighters. So like
Alpha, like he has a psycho drive, he's pimp, he's like top of his game. they bring that shit down. Street Fighter 2, he's trying to rebuild that shit, and I guess by the end of it, he just gets knocked down again. And now Street Fighter 4, he's coming back.
Okay, well, so
my idea with that, can I just get one thing in real quick? Because I have an idea.
Go ahead.
Alright. I think what you're seeing, like, don't forget you said before, Street Fighter Alpha, he was probably at his strongest, you know, just going off the moves he had and everything else. And Street Fighter 2, he was probably weaker. I think the reason he might have been holding the torrents might have been just to find stronger fighters, but necessarily to find a stronger body.
Probably.
That's what I think.
Yeah, he was looking at Ryu specifically to try and take over his body.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically, like, Bison's holding these tournaments, he wants strong fighters. He steals some people's energy, and apparently he steals people's bodies. And, like, is it confirmed that he wanted to use Ryu's body? Like, where do you guys get that?
From the anime.
He's basically Liu Kang from the Street Fighter, the Mortal Kombat movie.
Shang Tsung, you mean?
Shang Tsung.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. So basically, like, he holds the tournament just to try to lure, I guess, he lures in Ryu or what? Just so he can get his body.
Like, I'm not sure if he wants his body. I think he's wanted power. Like, just to add to his fucking psycho drive.
either way, like, Bison wants to use Ryu.
Yes.
And so we have all these characters, like, we have Guile and we have Chun-Li, and, like, they're just after, like, they're after Bison because they want to take down Shadaloo, which is, like, his criminal organization.
Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of other shit with Bison, too. Like I from what I recall, Cammy was actually a clone made from Bison's DNA, and she was meant to be Bison's new body. Like, that's why, like, she's got, like, the Bison outfit in 4. In a Super 4. Like, she was meant to be Bison's new body, but, like I guess, like, while they were training her, like, while they were, like, she was all brainwashed and she was, like, Killer Bee and shit, she somehow escaped and, like, went with fucking Delta Red, and then, like, SF2 happened or some shit, and, yeah, so, like, so he never got her body, and fucking Rose, like, Rose was a, when Bison died at the end of SF2, I think they put his soul, or no, fuck.
You want to take some time to think about it? Because we're not actually at Alpha yet, so you have time to, like, figure it out.
Yeah,
it's going to take forever, dude.
There's lots of this shit.
There is a lot of storyline.
So let's, like, basic, we're moving on. Like, Street Fighter 2, basically, Bison holds these tournaments. He's got his henchmen, you know, like Vega, Balrog, and Sagat and all that. And is there anything else, or is it, like, just Ryu fights to the end of the tournament and they fight, or what happens?
I think Ryu wins in Street Fighter 2 also. Like, right. I think, yeah.
And, like, the thing is, there's, like, six...
Didn't Akuma win because he, like, killed Bison?
But then Ryu...
No. That was after the fight with Ryu. Like, Ryu beat Bison, and then Akuma came through and killed him.
Okay, so here's a question, then. There's, like, 6 different versions of Street Fighter 2. Does that mean there were 6 tournaments and Ryu beat him 6 times?
No, I think only the most recent one is canon.
Yeah.
Right. Are they, like, were they just building upon the story the entire time, or, like, what?
Just changing shit around because people were, like, complaining and stuff like that.
Well, basically what they did was they have, like, the main core storyline, which is, like, Bison holds the tournament, he's got his henchmen, Interpol's investigating him, and Ryu's, like, powerful and shit, and Bison wants him. And that's, like, the main story of 2. But what they did is, like, as they added more characters to make it, like, a little bit more connected and a little bit more consistent, they changed up certain things and they added certain shit. So it's, like, while all of the original shit from, like, the first 2 is, like, in the last version of 2, like, it has, like, more shit, obviously, because, like, they added Cammy and they added DJ and T-Hawk and Veilong.
So they just basically... The story never actually changed, though.
No.
Okay. So basically the story was, like, he gathered everybody around and, like, you know, Ryu fought at the end of the tournament. Is there any particular reason that, like, Bison was the boss? Or, like, did he just want to confront Ryu just, like, to subdue him or what?
Well, he was the holder of the 2 is the one who organized the tournament. It was the Street Fighter tournament is held by M. Bison.
Right.
So, like, to be...
I guess he's the boss of it, like, regardless.
Well, yeah, he's the boss. Like,
yeah.
I guess, I mean, that's the thing. Like, the way you play the game isn't necessarily, like, I guess in the storyline, the way that your character would fight those characters. Like, it's like, if you play as Ryu and you fight E. Honda first, obviously, like, that may not be, like, the first fighter he fought in actually storyline in the tournament.
He just takes ever.
You could just, yeah, you could just, like, you know, wait to eat.
You want to take a 5-minute break?
Fucking podcast shit takes way too long.
Swab on.
Yeah, cool. Like basically, we had the core storyline of Street Fighter 2. Like for reference, like this episode should not be anywhere near this long when it comes out. So like, we're looking to you to like really edit it down to like you know what's important.
Need you, Katie, to save America.
For sure, y'all.
And to take 5 minutes.
I got this, America.
And to take a break, you know, just to finish your meal.
Straight up, I'm eating this shit because McDonald's tastes like ass when it's cold.
McDonald's tastes like
ass. Why do you get McDonald's?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, why is your McDonald's still hot then?
So why'd you get McDonald's in the first place?
Why is McDonald's
still I did it. My chick brother.
Yo, why are you gay, son?
Why are you gay?
That's a lifestyle choice.
Okay, well, you almost done?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, because seriously, like, people listening to this probably don't want to hear you munching on your burgers.
Fuck those people.
Hey,
he's got told, son.
He's a Submit, because when Submit talks, he always just, like, puckers his lips and shit. That's annoying as fuck.
Hoken.
There was one pod toy where Submit was, like, fucking chomping on some grub. Then he mentioned that something left a bad taste in his mouth, like something that, like, Activision did. And it made me so mad.
So mad?
Oh, you mad.
How dare you make a pun?
Yeah, Submit's bad with jokes, because of his voice. It's, like, too slow to, like, put it together.
I never actually even noticed, like, Submit's existence. Like, I never saw anything that he did.
Wow. Why you gotta hate?
Yeah, really.
Isn't this, like, the guy that everybody hated?
No, we make fun of him. Smith. Yeah, we make fun of him just because it's like a running joke, but none of us really hate him.
I thought this was like the guy that got banned from Detoid, and he was like front page staff.
No way, nigga.
Wait, what?
People should talk Submit for the same reason we should talk Blue. Like, I love Blue, but like I should talk him because it's funny to shit talk him.
Real talk, I hate Blue.
I think I'm thinking.
Yeah, real talk, Cataract. Real talk, you're fat.
I know. I must be thinking of, like, entirely the wrong person or something, then. Because I could have sworn there was, like, some guy on the front page of Detoid that everybody hated, and he got, like, banned and, like, started his own website or something.
That was Suma, man.
Oh, Suma. Suma, that's why.
That was a while ago.
Yeah. Okay.
Yo, we're going to cut this shit out, right?
Hell no.
Like, seriously, why even getting McDonald's if it tastes like so much ass, man?
Yeah, bro.
I've been here with you guys. How did I get it myself? Think about that.
Why did you let anybody in your house even get McDonald's?
They came home with it, dude. Like, what do you want me to do?
You should have just said never again.
Backhand him.
Okay, I'm just about done here.
Next time to do that, you give him the hand and you say, better stuff next time. You better come back with at least some Burger King next time.
Carl's bitch.
Our niggas can't.
Carl's Jr. bitch. All day.
We don't have Carl's Jr. in Texas.
Whoa! Really?
They don't have them over in New Jersey. I've never even been to one. I've never even heard of it.
Fucked up. That is so fucked up.
That stuff makes you slow. Carl's Jr. will like physically make you slower.
I'm sorry for your loss. Sorry for everything.
Right on. Anyway, moving on, back on topic.
Okay, so basically,
we're on D.
Right, the end of Street Fighter 2. Basically, Ryu and Bison fight, and then basically Bison loses. And then at the end of Super Turbo, which is the last official game, like that's the entire storyline is contained in Turbo or what?
HD Remix, son.
HD Remix didn't change anything on the story.
Yeah.
No, it's just a rebalancing of Super Turbo.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically, like, Ryu and Bison fight, and...
Ryu wins, Akuma comes, kills Bison, but he's not really dead, and then Street Fighter 4.
Okay, so let's discuss Street Fighter Alpha then. Like, what is the point of Street Fighter Alpha then?
Basically, it was Capcom, like, they wanted to continue, like build upon Street Fighter 2, but they didn't want to call it 3, because, I don't know, I guess they didn't want to, like, overhype
it. Well, no, it's the backstory to SF2, like, why...
Yeah, but I mean, like, it has obvious, like, gameplay improvements, but they didn't want to call it 3 for some reason. Like, right. It had custom comps. Like,
because it's the prequel, nigga!
Well, why would they make it better, nigga?
Okay, so Street Fighter Alpha.
Well, they're gonna make it worse? You want it to be Street Fighter 1 all over again?
Don't give me new toys and say it's the past.
Why are Daddy and Daddy fighting?
You can link like 500 fireballs and then like you, but in Street Fighter 2 he loses that ability. Come
on. Man, Blue.
Like, yo, the way I see it with like the crazy like epic shit that happens in Alpha compared to like the random like whatever shit in SF2, is it like fucking in Alpha they're all like younger, they're all like showing off all their crazy like sparkles, but then in SF2 they realize like basically like I see it that everybody just got like so buff and so sick in SF2 that like they didn't even need all that bullshit, all that flashy shit.
There you go.
There you go.
Don't even need it.
Fuck your mom.
You don't need custom combos.
We don't need your mom.
No, I need his mom.
A fucking like people do so much damage in SF2 like that's the way I see it. Like, people do all this fat damage in SF2 compared to Alpha, so, like, that tells me that they all got a lot fucking stronger.
There you go.
I'm sure they thought it through that much.
So, suck on that.
No, okay. That's gay.
So, basically, Street Fighter Alpha is a prequel that comes after Street Fighter 2.
And which like, has better fighting, somehow. Yeah, but
that's not storyline-wise, so that doesn't really pertain to what we're talking about.
It don't matter.
Okay, bro.
So, Street Fighter Alpha, like,
Ryu has the Ken Shoryuken.
Oh, my God.
Shut up.
Let it go, bro.
Oh, I'm not. No, this is not letting go.
Moving on.
So, like, here's the thing.
Yo. I'm sorry. Alpha 3 is not canon.
It's not.
I'm pretty sure Alpha 3 is not canon.
Alpha 2 all day.
No, Alpha 3 was actually just, like, a game where they just stuck all those characters. Like, the story doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go ahead and start off with Street Fighter Alpha. The first thing about Street Fighter Alpha is, like, there's some confusion about what is canon. Like, Street Fighter Alpha 1 is apparently not canon, and Street Fighter Alpha 3 is apparently, like, some kind of dream match game. Is that right?
No, yeah, Alpha 1 is canon. Alpha 1 is canon.
Alpha 2 just, like adds shit. Like, you know, the only thing Alpha 2 really changes is, like, Akuma's, like, storyline a little bit. But other than that, it's the same thing. But they just want you to, like, look at Alpha 2 instead of Alpha 1, because it has extra shit.
Right. So yeah, does Alpha 2 have, like, all the same story as Alpha 1, or what?
Pretty much. Yeah. Like, not exactly to the T, but pretty much.
And Street Fighter Alpha 3 is just, like, a dream match that has no real story, or what?
It has a story, but it's pretty much the story, like, the story revolves around the Psycho Drive, which pretty much all the Alpha games do. Like, everyone set out to destroy the Alpha, like, the Psycho Drive because of some reason, like...
Bug Bison. That's the reason.
Yeah. It was.
Gotta sell drugs!
Also, wasn't it the last game Charlie was playable in?
Yes.
Yeah, so, technically, he dies in that game.
Yeah, actually, like, he dies pretty much in every Alpha game. Like,
he's the Kenny.
Yeah, he's the Kenny of the Street Fighter series. So they kill him, and Guile's a secret character in Alpha 3 because he's looking for Charlie or whatever. So, like...
Okay.
I don't know, like...
The thing with Charlie dying is that, like, people don't know Charlie's actually dead, or if he became like brainwashed by Shadow Liu and became Shadow.
Well, in Alpha 2, like, he gets shot down by Bison from like one of those big ass helicopters.
Hell yeah, nigga, into a fucking waterfall. Nigga's dead.
He looks pretty dead to me, man. He looks pretty dead to me.
Okay, so basically, Street Fighter Alpha, the only one that really, really matters is Street Fighter Alpha 2, right?
Yeah.
We all know that fighting game and endings, like, they're always different. Like, somebody wins, somebody loses, and it, like there's no real deciding, like, which ending, like, in and of itself is canon. Because, I mean, like, you could say that fucking Bison is fucking canon, and he fucking takes over the world. Or, like, you could say that fucking Blanka's is canon, and he goes...
Like, the closest you can get to, like, an ending that's actually canon is Ryu's. That's the closest you can get.
Like, it's almost always... Yeah, it's the main character that usually has, like, the important storyline.
Yeah. And so, like, his is like, the main one. But, like, every character has, like, a different ending. Every character has, like, their own reason for participating in the tournament. Like, isn't DJ's just so he can, like, spread his music? Like, he just wants to, like... Make his music more known.
Some dope beats. So he's trying to get him on the street. You feel?
And then fucking like the addition of like the final fight characters in the Alpha series is like not really canon either.
That was like fan service, yeah.
Yeah.
But Alpha 1 became canon in SF.
Yeah, in Alpha 1, Guy was so broken. I'm just gonna say that.
Okay, so basically, so then if Ryu's like the most important character in Alpha, like what is Ryu doing in Street Fighter Alpha?
Same shit he always does.
Like, he's wandering around. All right, so one thing
beefing
is... Like,
on strong fighters.
He's beefing like, on Nick.
So one thing that, like, one character that seems to make a big difference is, like, I noticed Rose. She seems to have some relationship with Ryu.
Well, Rose, like, I'm not sure where she came from or what she was originally, but the way she obtained her powers is basically she's, like, the good side of Bison's soul or, like, his power. And so she sets out to stop him. Like, that's her whole goal, is to stop Bison. And along the way, like, warn people not to get involved or, like, not to become, like, under his influence.
Okay. So Rose is basically, like, some kind of, like, split personality thing.
And four, she's looking for Ryu. Because she thinks that Ryu's the only one that can stop him, so she doesn't want... Yeah.
But, like, I don't get, like, her and Ryu's, like, rival scene where it's, like Ryu, like I can't let you pass.
Oh, she's she's like, don't go, because Bison's gonna kill you, nigga.
No. What she doesn't want happen is Bison, like, she thinks that if Ryu fights Bison, Ryu's Satsui no Hado will show, and then, like...
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Bison will take advantage of it and steal his power. So that's what she doesn't want to happen. So she's trying to stop Ryu from fighting him so that he doesn't fall under their, like, the Satsui no Hado.
Oh, and, like, and Super's kind of, like, also 2-1 where it just, like, adds on the story.
Yeah.
I noticed, like in the ending of Rose for Vanilla, like, Bison kicks her ass and, like, is about to take it to, like, take her away, right?
You remember that?
Like, he, like, I don't know if he kills her, but he, like, takes her soul.
In Bison's ending or in Rose's ending?
I think that he fucking, like, takes back his...
Yeah.
Side of the power.
And like, you know me, I play guys' arcade ending, like, first thing I do. And in his arcade ending, it shows Bison taking Rose away, like, in his
Spoilers!
Helicopter. Spoilers! I don't think anyone cares.
I play fighting games for the story.
Like, guys, like, on top of that chopper. Like,
well, no, like, in Rose's ending in 4, she gets beat by Bison, and Bison, like, is claiming that he's gonna take his power back because, like, he's weak or whatever. Like, in 4, it's probably actually Bison at his weakest. So, he wants, like, Rose to give him back his power or whatever. And I think, like, in the beginning of Super, like, the way Rose wakes up, it's like she, like, just woke up from, like, having, like, I don't know, like, they never really explain where her body comes from, like, or like her backstory or any of that. She's just the good side of Bison's power or his soul. So okay. Like, it's like her character's story is really, like, hidden in mystery.
I never got to finish my story.
Go on, talk. He'll go bust.
Guy saves her before Bison takes her to the chopper. That's it. Just like he did in Alpha 3.
So there you go.
So that's the story. It comes full circle. Rose has been defined.
Okay.
Bison, like, kills the shit out of Rose in her ending in fucking Alpha 3.
Yeah.
Kills the shit out of her.
And then
Okay, so the basic story of Street Fighter Alpha is there another tournament, or is just everybody going after Bison because of his psycho drive?
In the Alpha series, they're just after him because they want to stop him from using the psycho drive.
And, like, how does everybody know about the psycho drive if this takes place before 2?
You gotta be in the know, nigga.
That's not everyone's, like, goal. It's just, like, some of them are, like, as far as I know, it's another tournament that just end up there. Like, it just fucking coincidence.
I know. How many people actually knew, like, what was going on? Blanca at, like, his ending, he just winds up in this thing, and he's like, yo, like, what is this? Like, what's up? And I think he just, like, hits some buttons and, like, it blows up or some shit. Like, I don't know.
I know in Alpha 3, they actually knew, like, they were kind of, like, all wanting to break his psycho drive, because even, like, Rolento and, like, Sodom, he teamed up to, like, break his psycho drive. So, like, in Alpha 3, I think everyone was, like, teaming up just to kick his ass, so that's why he kind of died for real. It'd be kind of hard to hide it, because, like, everyone's storyline was just beat him up.
Yeah, pretty much.
Basically, Alpha's entire storyline is just beat up Bison, then.
And stop him from using the psycho drive.
Just pick on Rab.
Well, because, like, his at that point, he's, like, known throughout the world as, like, the criminal leader of Shadaloo who wants to take over the world. So those fighters want to go stop him.
Okay. So, right. And then does, like, Bison, like, die at the end of Alpha and then come back in Street Fighter 2 or what?
Yes.
Yes.
By the looks of it, yeah.
And who kills him?
Once, like, they destroy the psycho drive, I think that, like, his power disappeared, and as a result, he couldn't sustain his body, and he died.
So, Bison really is kind of like a vampire, where he needs to actually get people's energy to live.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you said something about they changed like Akuma's story in Street Fighter Alpha 2. It's like he relevant or what?
Yes, he is highly relevant.
All right.
Yeah,
so
like Alpha 2 actually is like a pretty big milestone. That's like when apparently Akuma and Ryu like fight for the first time, and then Akuma's like, "Yo, get ready, like learn the Sasori no Haru, and we're gonna fight again." Like that's
L2P. Basically. Welcome to the Eighth Circus.
L2P.
L2P. That's what he says to Ryu.
Ryu's like, "Yo,
so
why
you wish you were better," and then just like stomps the island.
Like, Akuma's like, "Yo, you a scrub, get out of here, get on my level."
Yo, why are you free?
So like Akuma, Rose, Bison, and Ryu. Is there anybody else that's like really relevant to Street Fighter Alpha?
Cammy, kind of, and like the dolls.
Yeah, the dolls, but just mostly just because of like they're working for Shadaloo and they're brainwashed.
Yeah.
Right, and they're like they're all clones of Bison, right?
I think only Cammy was a clone. The rest were just like random like bitches like taken from their lives.
Yeah.
Bison's all about bitches.
Yeah.
All right. So basically, is there anybody else that's actually relevant, or is it like pretty much the entire story revolves around like Akuma, Ryu, Rose, and Bison, and like the Psycho Drive, and like killing Bison and all that?
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. Like I remember. Like,
okay, let's make this longer, Rab. Okay.
You a douchebag. Okay, so I like, in one of fucking Charlie's, like, stories somewhere, I don't remember, but, like, he supposedly, like, fucking kamikazes Bison. Like, he fucking blows up, like, the base, but, like, he's in there with Bison.
Yeah, I think that's in Garl's ending, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's how Charlie dies, I think.
Okay. Alpha 1, he gets shot. Alpha 2, he gets shot. Falls off a waterfall. And Alpha 3, he manages to get a chopper and blows himself up.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
That is Charlie.
Okay, I guess Charlie is kind of relevant just for dying.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, like, again, Charlie, Guile, Chun-Li, Interpol agents, whatever.
Just whatever.
Whatever. Right.
One last thing, then, is also, like, Chun-Li is, like, different in Alpha. Is, like, that any important, or is it just, like, an earlier stage of her life?
I think at that time, wasn't she trying to learn, like, the fighting style from Gen? Like, she was trying to find out about her father, and so...
She was chasing down Gen.
Yeah, she was like, chasing Gen.
That was sort of the whole reason why she joined Interpol. She was just trying to find daddy.
Okay. But, like, Street Fighter Alpha story, like, it's pretty basic.
Yeah. We took, like, 30 minutes to just say it's pretty basic.
Yeah.
Well, Bison killed Chun-Li's dad, but for him, it was Tuesday.
Yeah, we all know the quote. So, like, Street Fighter 3, then. Like, how did that story seems kind of complicated.
Let's get it on now.
Choose and pick the best one.
3, 2,
1. Get it on now.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hell yeah.
And that's the end. Like, that's where it ends. Like, that's the end.
No, like, the story in 3 actually revolves around Gil and... What was the name of the organization?
Illuminati, nigga.
Yeah, there you go.
The what?
The Illuminati,
nigga.
Based on real life, nigga.
Based on a true story.
Okay. Yo, it's so, real, yo.
First of all, we have Street Fighter 3, we have, like, new main characters, don't we?
Gil is a main character. Ryu is still the main character.
Alex was supposed to be
the main character.
Yeah, Alex?
Alex.
Like, what about Alex, then? Like, who is Alex?
He's a fake Zangief.
Alex's goal is to defeat Gil to avenge the death of his friend Tom.
That's like it.
Yeah.
I have to save my friend Tom.
So, America McJohnson here is, he's from Brooklyn, I think, too.
Alright, so he's trying to save his friend. Or not save his friend, he's trying to avenge his friend from Gil. So who's Gil?
Gil is pretty much, I'm not sure if he's the leader,
Okay, well, Gil is the leader of the Illuminati, and, like, his whole thing is world domination, too.
Like, not even really world domination, but, like just making the world, like making everybody perfect like him, kind of.
And, what is, like, Gil's, like, he's got, like, the red and blue thing going on, like, what is that?
That's the fire and ice thing. Like, the red side controls, like, the fire power that he has, and, like, the blue side is like the ice side, but it's like that has nothing to do really with it. Like that's just like some power that he has.
Right. It's not like Bison where he has like some kind of source of his power, is there?
No. I don't think so.
Gil's just like born mad buff.
Okay. Maybe Street Fighter 3 story isn't as complicated as I thought it would be then.
No.
Yeah, it's basically two with, like, different people.
Right. What about...
They have his little brother, Urien, who's, like, sort of trying to undercut Gil, but never really does.
Well, okay, according to, like, the wiki, like, fucking, like, the Illuminati had genetically enhanced Gil and Urien in their youth, and, like, Gil, as he grew up, became, like, the top students out of, like, all the people that they had evolved. And he like surpassed his own brother, which is like Urien. And so Urien got jealous and fucking thought that Gil had undercut him. So he's trying to stop Gil and take Gil's place. But the Illuminati wants Gil and they don't really want Urien, so like they're kind of against him too.
Okay, and like Ryu's part in the story is the same as ever, he's just wandering the world to be a stronger fighter?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Okay. And let's see here. Like, what about Sean?
Sean is Ken's fucking disciple student. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, is he very relevant, or is he just kind of, like, he was supposed to be the replacement because, like, are the Shotos, like, not supposed to be main characters anymore?
They were planning on not having any returning characters, but then, like, I guess Ryu and Ken just had huge, like, demand, so they, like, kind of...
People flipped out when they heard that, and pretty much they decided to just do that just to make fans not go crazy.
Well, yeah.
They were like, yo, why do I have to play a black guy now?
Exactly. That's what I said.
Everyone's interracial. So yeah, everyone's interracial came out.
And he plays basketball.
Yeah. He's Brazilian, so he just says BRBR, and then he plays free MMOs.
Didn't even get that right. He's Brazilian. Why isn't it soccer ball?
Okay, so basically Street Fighter 3, like, is the story that important in Street Fighter 3 or what?
Not really.
Not particularly. Like,
I mean, it was
three,
never really
3 to me is kind of like a standalone game. Like, the 3 series is kind of standalone because it doesn't really involve much from the other games.
It's like, right. You got, like, Street Fighter 2 and all that shit's like the main, like, anime, whatever. And then Street Fighter 3 is like a standalone movie where, like, sort of shit happens, but not really.
Right. And, like, Street Fighter 3, you have, like, all these really weird characters running around. Like, you got Q, you got, like, got 12. Yeah.
Oro actually is kind of important because... In like I think it was Third Strike, he defeats Akuma, and like the way that he like the reason why he fights with one arm is because like he claims
he doesn't
he's
want
like
to kill.
Yeah, he doesn't want to kill. So like in the fight with Akuma, he only used one arm. So according to that story, Oro is stronger than Akuma is.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's ridiculous. I think he's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, and like Street Fighter 3 takes place. So, basically, Street Fighter 3 takes place, like, way after Street Fighter 2, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And, like, it's, like, Ryu is, like, still wandering around, and, like, I heard something about, like, Oro, like, teaching Ryu.
No, wait, what? I don't know anything about that.
At the end of Third Strike, like, it sort of looks like he's gonna try to pick up Ryu and show him, like, the works, but never really, like, specifically said.
Okay,
I think that's the idea, though, that like, Ryu, like, goes to fight Oro, and, like, I think he loses to Oro, too. And so he wants to be taught by him at the end, and that's, like, the end of the series, I guess, so far.
Okay. And, like, and Akuma's dead now, or what?
No, he's not dead.
No, Akuma's still alive. Akuma never dies.
He's, like, gray hair's already coming out.
Fucker doesn't go down.
So we've established in Street Fighter 3 the story's not that important. Is there at least, like, some kind of conflict between Ryu and, like, Akuma, or is, like, does nothing happen there?
Actually, there's a scene where Ryu and Akuma fight, and when you're playing as Akuma, and you defeat Ryu, he mentions specifically that, that he was disappointed in Ryu not developing his powers, because at that point Akuma had already, like, suspected that Ryu would have given in to the Satsui no Hado, and they would fight, but because he didn't, because he had all these people, like, trying to stop him from doing so, like, he like, kind of, like, turns in disgust and, like, just kind of, like, takes off. And, like, I guess it's just inferred that he's going to leave Ryu alone.
Right. Is there a way for Ryu to beat Akuma in that game, or is it just kind of assumed that Ryu can never surpass Akuma?
I think when Ryu, like, I don't remember it, but I think Ryu beats it. Like, when you beat Akuma as Ryu, he kind of just, like, takes it as, okay, well, I finally beat you, now you can leave me alone.
So it really seems like they're building up this big rivalry kind of thing between Ryu and Akuma that never really goes anywhere.
Yeah.
Well, then how are they going to, like, keep bringing them back if it's done?
This ain't SNK, dog. We don't need fucking closure.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So, like,
fine. That pussy like, shit.
Street Fighter 3, the story's, like, not that important. Like, nothing really goes anywhere.
Like, and, like it's not important for us because those characters are all, like, oddball characters that, like, don't really matter. But, like Q and Necro, or not Q, Necro and 12 were created by Illuminati to, like, take over the world or something.
But wasn't, like, Q just, like, a random character? Like, they like there's no Q, real story?
Like, I meant fucking 12 and Necro, not Q.
Yeah.
Q is just, like, a weirdo, like, random guy that's Q, in the background like, of Kansas.
There's something about Q that was important.
Like, yeah, I think Q could, like, probably be, like, I don't want to say Bison, but he could be, like, something big, like, maybe further down the road if they want to continue with him.
Well, yeah, because they really didn't give you a lot to go on other than like, he's, like, in his ending, he's spotted in, like, different areas in different parts of the world, like, looking at fighters and shit.
And like, he is in SF2 Ken's background stage. He's there, yes, waving.
And, actually, this is tied to that, because, like, it's definitely him, and then at the end of Third Strike, well, the CIA is looking for him, and there's a note with a picture of him, and there's a, it's a picture of a boat.
Yeah.
In Q's ending, and this is Robodeca Q on it, so like I'm pretty sure it's like the same boat from 2 that's in the background of Ken's stage, which is kind of ridiculous. So they essentially planned his character like a good, I don't know what, like 10 years in advance.
So Ken's daddy or what?
What?
Yeah, Ken's daddy.
They didn't really plan it out. They just kind of rolled with it. Like, I don't even think the guy on the stage on Ken's stage is supposed to be Q, but I think they just like saw that in hindsight and said like, yo, fuck it, let's roll with it.
Right? It'll make us look badass. Let's do
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Let's roll with it.
Okay. So basically, Street Fighter 3 doesn't matter. Let's just go ahead and move on to Street Fighter 4 then. Street Fighter 4 takes place between
2 and 3.
Takes place between 2 and 3, so it's basically the real sequel to Street Fighter 2.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the story to Street Fighter 4 then?
The story is there's this new organization, like Shadaloo is basically defeated, they're basically fallen, and they're basically like, they're not as powerful as they used to be, they're not as big as they used to be, because Bison's been dead for a while, and like, as a result, there's this new organization called SIN.
Well, no, SIN is the weapons section of Shadaloo. Like, they're a fucking subsidiary thing to Shadaloo, I believe. That's the way I remember it.
Let me see.
So SIN
like,
is,
like,
a front company for Shadaloo.
I think that's kind of it.
No, yeah, you're right. It's SIN stands for Shadaloo Intimidation Network, which is the weapons division of Shadaloo.
Yeah, front. Yeah, it's a front company.
Yeah, and the leader of it is Seth.
Okay.
Who was a clone created by Bison. I don't really know why he made a clone run his business. I guess that's just
Bison a
poor fucking decision by Bison.
Okay, so like does Seth like rebel against Bison after he's dead, or does he just like do his own thing or what?
Apparently there's more than one Seth. Like there's like 26 of them.
Yeah.
One of them just goes, like, rogue, and that's Seth.
Well, no, like, the way Seth, like the way that they explain him, he's, like, the Seth is the individual one. Like, he's, I guess, the one that went conscious, and he's the leader of SIN. And, like, because Shadaloo had fallen, and it was SIN was the only remaining division of Shadaloo left, so people just assumed that it was, like, just the last, like, remaining part of Shadaloo, and so Bison's dead, so now Sin is, like, Seth is the new leader. So, the way that it works, like, they have this, this project going on called the Bleast Project, which, let me see what that was about. Like, they're just basically trying to create, like, more Seths. Let me see.
Fucking, like, blood cell explosion, something, something.
Yeah,
something
boiling liquid expanding cell explosion.
Damn.
I have no idea, hardcore. But like, how that even works.
Right. And, like, while they don't really know what that project's about, like, Seth organized a global fighting tournament so that he could, like, collect data to, like, finish it. And, like, according to the story, like, at the end of the tournament, Viper went to go, like, retrieve the data, but it was, like, all deleted by Cammy, who had beat her to it. So, like, nobody could, like, get a hold of it and it wouldn't fall into the wrong hands or whatever. So, like, the whole purpose of that game was basically SIN sets up a fighting tournament, and then they invite all these fighters so that they can, like, gather their data for this thing called Project Bleas. And so, as a result, like, certain people, like, Interpol, are, like, again, they're sent, like, they send fucking Cammy and Chun-Li and Guile again to go fucking investigate and go stop, like, put a stop to any criminal activity or whatever. And meanwhile, Bison, like, he gets a new body, and he finds out that, like, Seth basically took over his company. And as a result, like, he, you know, he wants his company back or whatever, and he wants to take revenge on people who've basically, like, taken advantage of the fact that he was, like, he's been gone.
Oh, yeah. Take advantage of the fact that he's been in the ground. That's really taking advantage.
Well, because, like, like, apparently the guy has had many iterations, so, I mean, he's gonna come back. So even if he dies, he's still coming back.
He's like, he's like the guy from Akatoon Hunger Force, MCP Pants.
There you go.
They were building his fucking body. Like, that's why he has a body. They took the time to build it. Like, that was, like, fucking their conscious decision that, like, to bring Bison back to fucking come back and lead us.
Yeah, but wasn't that, like, a secret project because Seth didn't know anything about that, right? Remember, like, when he sees Bison, he acts all surprised?
I don't even know. So I don't
probably
remember.
Didn't know. He didn't know Bison had, like, a little, like, backdoor way of getting in, back on. Some shit like that.
Okay, maybe. So basically...
Bison ain't dumb, yo. Bison ain't dumb.
Basically, Street Fighter 4, like, Shadaloo, basically, Sin is a part of Shadaloo that's become independent, basically. But within Sin, Bison has been brought back to life.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not like BlazBlue with Matt CD, but no, let's talk about the story. God.
I never expected it to be this drawn out, because I figured you guys would have it like...
That's why you're not supposed to make it.
Well, that's because, like, the SF series, like, the story is really ambiguous, and nothing is... Yeah, nothing is like, definite.
Free, yeah.
So we all knew this coming in, but we said, let's do it anyway.
I didn't know this. I figured you guys would be like, you know, like, be able to explain this in, like, a succinct way.
Like,
nope.
Not even Capcom can explain it in a succinct way.
So, like, Abel's, like, important in SF4. Like, I think...
Like, one of the
Seth clones. Yeah, like, he's supposed to be the main character in SF4. Like, he's, like, the main character. Because like, the way that I see it is that the Seth clones were based off of Abel's DNA. Like, he was, like, the original, like, body. And, like, I guess he fucking has amnesia for some reason or something.
Because he could be Charlie.
He's not Charlie, but he knows Charlie. Some shit. Yeah. Like, in his, like, intro or some shit, he's fucking trained or like, he fucking hangs out with somebody, at, like, a shadowy figure. And I think that's Charlie.
Yeah.
Brainwashed.
No. What happened was, like, he is the original body that started, like, the Bleas project. And when, I guess, like, what's his name? Fucking Charlie came in and, like, saved him. Like, there was, like, this big fucking battle or whatever. And as a result, like, he got fucking amnesia from, like, blunt force trauma or something. And so Charlie, like, nursed him back to health and then, like basically helped him fight or whatever. Yeah. So, like, he helps him, but then, like, he takes off or whatever, and Abel goes, like, on this journey to figure out what the fuck happened.
Okay. So Street Fighter 4, basically, it revolves around Abel, like, Abel?
Is that whatever.
Well, it's Abel, but, you know.
All right, so it revolves around Abel, like, trying to, like, discover his origins or what?
Pretty, like, well, I wouldn't say revolve because, like every character has their own individual thing going on. Like, Ryu really doesn't have anything to do with SIN or Abel, so it's like...
But, like, Seth wants Ryu for the same reason Bison wanted Ryu, for his fucking Satsuno Hado power. Because Seth knows that Ryu, like, has a power level that, like is, like, at its max power. It is, stronger than Akuma. That's why he's not, like, going after Akuma. He wants Ryu, because Ryu's, like, can be stronger than Akuma.
Yeah. And, like, there are kind of two storylines going on. There's like that, the SIN, and then Project Bliss, and like, I guess that's like the main overarching one. But then you have Ryu's story with Akuma and Gouken going on, and that takes, like, that has nothing to do with SIN.
Nah, nothing.
But it's just like jammed into the same game?
Yeah, but it's going on at the same time.
Okay, well, like, the SIN story seems pretty ambiguous. I mean, I'm guessing, like, Crimson Viper or whatever, she's relevant to it. And, like, what about Rufus? I mean, all the new characters, are they important?
No. He's upcoming in the U.S. and he just wants to beat Ken so he can be called the best in the U.S., but I think he gets his ass beat by Ken.
Viper's actually pretty important to the fucking SIN storyline because she spends a lot of time, like, a couple years masquerading as, like, a SIN henchman or whatever the fuck you want to call her, and she has, like, SIN technology that she fights with, and so she's actually working, I guess, for Interpol or for some sort of, like, government.
She's working for the CIA trying to get the technology so they can use it for evil shit.
She's like a front, like that's her front. And so she tries to steal the data that from Project Bliss and tries to give it to, like, I guess the CIA, but again, like, Cammy beats her to it and deletes that shit. So her story is pretty important, but like Rufus doesn't really matter cuz he's just trying to fight Ken. Fuertes is totally inconsequential. He's inconsequential.
Fuerte wants to find the ultimate recipe for the best dish. Talks to Zangief and Honda and gets Zangief's borscht and Honda's chanko stew and makes a combination of them.
That's right. You're not even joking.
Yeah, and he just puts chili and lemon because that's what Mexicans do.
That's what Mexicans do. They just put chili and lemon in everything.
Chili and lemon.
Yeah. Thank you, Capcom.
Honestly, I'm going to say it right now. El Fuerte's story sounds more interesting than the main Street Fighter 4 storyline.
Yeah, it does.
It sounds delicious.
It does. We'll get some Chanko chili right after this.
So yeah, like, out of the new characters, only Abel and fucking Sea Viper are important. But, like, Gen doesn't really... Like, what is Gen's storyline? Because he really doesn't have one.
Okay, here's Gen's storyline. He's old.
He's old. He's about to die.
Gen has leukemia. He's dying of leukemia.
Oh, that's right. He actually does have leukemia.
I think it's sort of hinted that, like, he knows, like, someone who knows Chun-Li's dad, or he's talking to her dad. Like he's not really
dead. Gen was an old friend of Chun-Li's family, and pretty much he was training Chun-Li since her father died.
But, like, it begins like, Gen's story, like, in 4. It's like he's talking to someone, talking about Chun-Li, like, in a way that implies that he's, like, her father, and then, like, next thing you know, they take him away, and then Gen's looking for whoever took him away.
Yeah.
That's it.
Honestly, I think
I'm going off what I've read in the comics.
Right.
The recent ones.
I think everybody here is, like, honestly getting kind of tired about the Street Fighter timeline because it seems like Capcom really
It's fun.
Okay, what you're about to say, right, is what I said before we started. Capcom made the story so they can have anyone they want come back in and out for any game they ever wanted just so people would, like, so people can have them in their game. That's it.
And it really sounds like Street Fighter has, like, no real story so much as they have, like, an excuse for all the characters to be there.
Yeah, that's basically it, dude. Like, the entire story. This is it, the entire story. M. Bison is evil. Shadaloo is evil. Fucking Ryu's, like, badass. Like, and everyone else is either involved with Ryu or Bison. Except for the oddball characters, like Fuerte and fucking DJ and, like, characters like that. Like, the oddball characters don't really have any real place. They're just there for a specific tournament, just like in the original game.
Blanca just wants to be accepted.
So it really sounds like it would have been a lot more interesting to, like, just discuss individual characters and, like, their little side stories and, like, that was it.
Oh, well, that's what I thought we were going to do, but, like...
Well, I thought Street Fighter had a story, okay? I thought Street Fighter had, like, a real story.
You know what, faggot? You know what, faggot? SNK has a story. No story.
You led me on, guys. You totally, like, lured me into this so that we could just waste, like, 2 hours talking about nothing.
Like, it does have a story, man, but it's, like, most of it's just not really that important.
Yeah, like, it doesn't really matter.
It's a fighting game, man. It, like, fighting games, I mean, who gives a fuck about the story?
I think you guys aren't noticing that Rai Guy just wanted to troll us, and he did.
Like, it was, like, an hour and a half troll.
Yeah, like, that's why he's
good
laughing.
Job, Rai.
You set it up. You set up that joke.
Rai like,
Street Fighter doesn't Rai have a story.
Like, yo, SNK's better because it has a story. And Ash is actually a man.
Hey, I thought Street Fighter had a story, guys. Okay. I really thought it did.
You know what he was doing? He was like, man, I bet you these fools don't even really know that Street Fighter doesn't have a story. I'm gonna let them talk until they figure it out. And then like 2.5 hours later, motherfucker.
We all realize like, oh wait, we're all talking bullshit.
You know what's better though? Like, you can probably steal some of SNK's work, and if they try to sue you, they'll go bankrupt. Just paying the lawyer. Fuck you, Rye. How about that?
How about that, Rye?
Hold that shit.
Okay, let's try to finish this atrocity and let's try to end it. Super
is important. Okay, whatever. Fuck.
Get over Rye's Apple Store. That's about it.
Yeah, it adds Juri, and she's just the new fucking henchman, and like whatever. Like I don't think the story really fucking matters, but like that's mainly because I haven't beaten the game with that many characters, so I don't really care.
Well, like from her story, like what I gathered was she beat Bison, and she beat Seth, and now she's like the new leader of Shadaloo.
None of us have seen the fucking super animated movie, so we don't know.
Yeah, that'll have to come out first before we can like. Have a definitive story on Juri. But
can we go to number 7 now on the schedule?
Yo, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Let me just say that I think that the kid at the end of Balrog's ending is actually Gil, and that his right hand with the fire on it is like that. That's like his left side turning red, and then his other hand was actually blue, but like we didn't see it just because like we just did.
Yo, isn't that the kid Balrog takes?
Yeah.
That would actually make perfect sense. Well, perfect
and,
sense.
Like, he's a fucking clone of fucking Abel, who's, like, better than the Seths, because, like, he just fucking came out better, and that he fucking grows up and becomes Gil, and that's why Gil has the fucking, the fucking Abel and Seth elbow. Gil and Urien have the elbow, and they have the same sweep as fucking Seth. Gil and Urien have the same sweep. And that they have that fucking shoulder tackle, which is exactly the same focus.
You sound serious, dude.
I'm so serious right now. I'm pretty positive that Gil and Urien are like clones of fucking Seth that just came out better.
Serious Fighter
that's
4.
That's for real, though.
Well, maybe Project Lease was just to create fucking, like, the Illuminati.
Word.
Okay. Well.
Mind blown.
Let's just finish with this. We're gonna make Shinryu so sad when he hears this episode.
No, actually, like that's pretty much it. Like we didn't really get anything wrong. It's just you were looking for a definitive story, and Street Fighter doesn't have one. Like there's no main overarching story at all for
anything. Wait, hold on a second. I can bring this full circle. All right, Solgrim fucking sucks at haikus about Street Fighter.
Oh my god! Yeah. Everything, dude. Everything.
There's brains everywhere right now.
God damn it. Somebody give this man a raise.
Moving on.
We are finally done.
we can stop now.
Thank God.
We all officially don't care.
Ding dong, the bitch is dead.
Let's get
God, that was fucking forever.
My God. Moving on. Let's get to number 7, y'all, because all...
Podzimaki's not going to record for another week because Katie's still editing.
It sounds like a good idea.
Couldn't we just do like a Paz Blue one? Well, that's for next.
No. No.
Come back.
No.
Dude,
I'll do a Paz Blue.
Matt Diddy's a cool guy. And I like him.
I was going to say that, and if you want to sub someone else out too, get a Shinoni. Shinoni is really big on Blaze Blue and Guilty Gear.
Yeah, we can get those two guys to get in here because I don't really know shit about it.
But let us not do the story.
No.
Never again.
No.
But we,
the Guilty Gear storyline is so confusing, too. It's so ridiculous.
Number 7, listener questions.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, that one kid is a boy, isn't it? Like fucking Bridget, that's a guy.
Yeah, Bridget, that's a guy.
Number 7, listener question.
I would
hate
it anyway.
Blue, save us. Save us, Blue.
My Skype is, like, freezing on me. Give me a second. I clicked on it, and it's, like, slow, and now I can't press any buttons.
Slow games.
We're screwed. We're screwed. Blue can't read the question. We're not going to make it.
No.
Just give me like 5. Okay, there we go. It like highlighted everything you guys wrote under the little question. What the fuck, Skype?
Read the
Save
question.
Us. Save us, Blue.
Trying to. The fucking Skype froze on me.
Do you want me to read it? I'll even like misread words on purpose to make it seem like I'm Blue.
I haven't even misread a word.
I'm like this, yo. Hold on, I'll do it. Listener questions!
Char Aznable asked, how do you guys feel about the storylines in Super SF that are straight silly up? Do you prefer Street Fighter?
Prefieres Street Fighter? Prefieres el peleador del calle?
Do you prefer Street Fighter to be super serious, or do you enjoy helping Ibuki find cute boys?
Oh, she's such a slut, dude. It's so weird. Blue that they up. Made her such a little skank.
Yeah, we know.
Okay, just double checking.
Wait, what?
Wait, hung up. Blue hung up. That makes it better, though. Oh, he's coming back. Blue left.
I'm pretty sure that made the entire rest of the episode worth it.
Yeah.
Nothing else matters. Let's just cut out the entire Street Fighter storyline and just get straight to that.
Yes.
like in Podzimaki, we discussed the Street Fighter doesn't have a storyline we're talking about. Let's make fun of Blue.
Right?
Oh, God.
Okay, well moving on.
Gil is, or fucking Urien is Seth confirmed, motherfucker.
Damn.
Motherfucking confirmed.
Or maybe they just recycled the move.
Not like their physique looks really similar, too.
That's what I'm saying, dude. My theory. Ryu
and Ken have the same moves, and they have
similar
physiques.
Ryu is Ken confirmed. They're really the same person.
Look at that shit.
This turned into the best episode ever when we stopped talking about the fucking story.
Ken is just for you with a wig.
There you go.
Ken is really Akuma powered down. He's young Akuma.
No, you know what? Marvel vs. Capcom officially gave us the real story. They're all the same person.
They are.
Give me a second. I clicked on your link, so now my computer's freezing again.
Oh my god.
Yo, what
that,
look,
that, that means
look,
that
look, you know what happened? I was looking at question 7. Skype decided to highlight everything that happened under it, and then my computer was getting like new updates from like Windows update at the same time, so you know my computer just like pooped.
Okay. But for reference, Katie, if you edit it down like a lot, I think we could still save the episode and still make it like worth listening to. Like if we just like cut it down like a
You guys don't know I'm a pimp at this shit. I'm gonna make it so fucking clean. It's gonna sound like we knew what we were talking about the whole time. I promise you. Like when you listen to it, we're gonna sound like pros. I promise.
So fresh, so clean.
Seth Killian's gonna be asking us about what happened.
Make sure to leave the part.
Do I have to do 7? Or do you guys already did it?
No, do 7.
We took care of it. No, we got 7, remember?
Let's do it seriously now. Let's go ahead and do like the question seriously.
Are you serious? Okay. We're not gonna leave that in?
Oh, I'm gonna leave it in. I'm gonna leave
it in.
We'll do both.
Did Cataract take the opportunity to like bitch out again?
No. Just read your question, Blue.
Okay, yeah, just go for it.
He obviously did because he'd talk back if he didn't.
No, just go. You'll see when the episode comes out.
Listener questions.
You know, I'm scared now, guys. I'm scared. I'm really scared to think what you guys did in like 10 minutes. Like, 10 minutes is all you guys need. You know what I'm saying?
Char as in a blast.
All right. Did you guys do the screen?
No.
I'm not doing the screen. Char as in a blast. How do you guys feel about the storylines in Super and Vanilla that are just straight up silly? Do you prefer Street Fighter to be super serious, or do you enjoy helping Ibuki find cute boys?
I don't really care about the story, so.
I don't think any of us care about the story anymore.
When my computer was freezing, I heard Katie say like a little impression of me, so I know you guys did the screen. Fuck you guys.
Okay, no, straight up, I loved fucking Zangief and Dalsim stories in fucking 4 in Vanilla. Zangief is doing it for the kids, and Dalsim has to save his village, so it's like, fuck yes.
What's Akan's ending?
He's stupid.
He's oily.
He wants to cover the whole world with oil.
Is that really it?
Basically, like, he's the reason for the oil spill in the Gulf. In the Gulf.
Actually, I was going to say, he seems like the Turkish equivalent of Honda, where he just wants to spread knowledge about his fighting style.
Pretty much.
Sweet.
So Nova Prime.
I'm pretty salty right now, so I'm just going to start talking over you guys when you start saying shit.
That's cute.
Nova Prime.
Good. Nova Prime asks, what's your favorite part of Street Fighter lore? What the fuck does that mean?
Nothing.
None of it.
After this, nothing.
Honda is a fucking badass. I don't know.
All right.
Yeah, you don't know.
I mean, I like that Charlie gets fucking shot by a chopper and then thrown it into a fucking waterfall.
I'm pretty sure.
And then people are still like, no, dude, he's alive. He's got to be alive.
Nobody likes Charlie. Who cares?
Are you kidding, dude? People just want to see him back just so they can be like, I told you he's coming back.
Pretty much. It's pretty like much. An ego trip.
We need two guiles.
Okay, Shinryu asks.
Shinryu asks, when learning a new character, how do you go about setting up your game strategy and mix-ups? If you just say finding something that works, I will puke.
Just finding something,
that works.
Just find something that
find
works.
Something
that we should have done this question at the beginning of the episode when we had enthusiasm.
I'll do the question.
I think we should just do what Cataract said. That's me cutting you off.
Let's just put this question at the beginning of the podcast and end it right there.
Yes.
That actually does sound really... That sounds great. Just ending it with nothing. It's like, don't even include anything else we said afterwards. Just, like, say nothing, and then it cuts off, and that's the very end of it.
And I'll let it run for, like, the next hour.
Wait, Katie, are you going to do that, like, obscure music thing?
Yes.
You should do, like, really good hip-hop that's obscure.
No, like I'm doing fighting game music. That's obscure.
I think you should do it. Too.
You should give me all the answers.
Anyway,
you should like, oh my god,
let's get back on topic, please.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it.
It's like midnight by me.
Go ahead and re-ask the question. Who gives a shit?
When learning
a new character, the way I do it is like I figure out their specials, I figure out what combos into their specials, and then figure out like what advantages they have, like. What makes that character good? So, like, with Jerry, for example, her pinwheel, trying to figure out what properties your pinwheel has. Is it anti-air? Can I combo into it? Can I break focus? Like, what's it good for? Is it a counter? Is it more for, like, fucking pressure? So, like...
Pretty much everything you just asked is yes for that move.
Yeah.
It's fucking sad.
Yeah.
Fuck Jerry.
The way I do it is when I really want to learn a character and I'm not just screwing around, I will just immediately hit practice mode and like just practice. I will just like experiment the hell out of like everything. I don't have any goal in mind. I'm just like doing random stuff and seeing what happens. That's how I learned like a lot of the tricks to my characters. Like
I would say that's like you're gonna think you're hot shit, but when you play people, but you're playing SNK, so you're not playing people.
No. The thing is like that's how I learned. You learn a lot like. You learn a lot of stuff that way. Like, when I'm playing in Mark of the Wolves, like, during the tournament, there's going to be match videos soon. I promise. YouTube has been a pain in my ass, but videos will go up, like, this week. But, like, I learned, like, with Rock Howard, if you do his little elbow attack, like, you have, like, frame advantages there, and you can do, like, a rising tackle, and if they try to counter you with, like, anything, they'll get caught in it. I learned, like, stuff like that. Or I learned with, like, Shingo. He's got, like, his little forward, like, kick thingy. And I learned that cancels on its own, which is really unusual in King of Fighters.
So Rick Ashley is cute.
Dude, I had to mute my mic when you said that. Oh my god. That is the most amazing thing I've seen in my entire life.
It all makes sense now. Everything.
It all makes sense.
I got
Soldier Sucks Hot Cues.
Soldier Sucks Hot Cues.
Right, you got fucking cue roll.
I got cue rolled. All right.
Oh my god.
We're all so delirious after this fucking terrible episode. I'm crying right now, guys.
Hey, short story. I fuck around.
I think we're done.
I think we're done, guys.
We're done.
Yeah. Screw this episode.
Oh, man. I'm gonna make it sound pimp, but then, yeah.
Fuck this.
It's take forever.
Just auto-tune all our voices. auto-tune everything.
Look, guys. If this were a King of Fighters episode, it wouldn't have sucked.
And no one would have watched it.
And we would have gone bankrupt.
But
people would have stopped listening and like fucking quit.
Brian would have like taught like just read out his essays.
Thank you for listening to episode 5 of Potsumaki.
Fuck.
Later. Hey, wait, yo.
That, oh god, I almost said something really fucked up.
Bray. Yeah, Pat, do it.